Jesus was walking along. He saw a man who had been blind from his birth. And his disciples said to him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus said to them, "It was not that he sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." And when he had said this, he spat on the ground, and he made mud with the saliva, and he spread the mud on the man's eyes, and he said to him, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. And he went, and he washed, and he came back seeing. His neighbors and those who had seen him begging at the gate said, "Isn't this the man who used to sit at the gate and beg?" And some said, "Yep, it's him." Others said, no, but it looks like him." And he said, I'm the man." And they said, "Well, how did you receive your sight?" And he said, "Well, the man, Jesus, he made mud and he spread it on my eyes and he told me to go and wash in Siloam, and I went and I washed and I can see." And they said, "Well, where is he?" He said, "I don't know." Well, they took the man who had been blind to the Pharisees. Now, it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened the man's eyes. And they began to ask him how he had received his sight. And he said, "Well, he put mud on my eyes and I washed and I can see." And some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." Others said, "Well, how can a man who's a sinner do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they asked the man, "What do you say about him, since he opened your eyes?" And the man said, He's a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of the man and asked them, "Now, is this your son who you say was born blind? How is it then that he now sees?" And they said, "Well, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but how he now sees, or who opened his eyes, we don't know. He's of age. Ask him. He can speak for himself." Now, they said this because they were afraid of the Jews, because they had decided that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Christ was to be driven out of the synagogue. That's why the parents said, "Well, he's of age. Ask him." So they called the man who had been blind a second time, and they said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." And the man said, "Whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. But one thing I know, I was blind, and now I can see." And they said, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" And the man said, "I told you already and you didn't listen. Well, why do you want to hear it again? Do you too want to become his disciples?" And they reviled him and they said, "You are his disciple, But we are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke with Moses. But as for this man, we do not know where he comes from. And the man said, this is astonishing. You don't know where he comes from. And he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners. But if someone worships God and does God's will, God will listen to them. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. Never before has it been told that someone opened the eyes of a man born blind. And they said to him, you were born in total sin, and would you teach us? And they drove him out. Now Jesus, when he heard that they had driven him out, found the man, and he said to him, do you believe in the Son of Man? And the man said, who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said, you have seen him, and he is speaking with you. And the man said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him.